Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Mama, 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 mama. Yeah, let the love of God, my family, let the love of God just dwell in us this morning. This is my prayer for myself. It is the prayer that, you know, I never thought I'd come to a time where I beg the Lord to teach me how to love. You know, first of all, the people that I see with my naked eye, you know, obviously love him, but it let it be manifested, you know, with how I am able to love the people that I see, you know. Kunzima evangelini basalana, I don't want to like kunzima, but siyawazi umthwalo kaThixo ulula, because his yoke is easy this morning, Bazalwane. The Lord bless you so much. Butofutela, you know I don't like cutting that song, right? But I really want us to make time for teaching this morning, Bazalwane. I would like us to really make time for teaching this morning. And Utata Wetwesem Tandakakulu, Utata Ntintili is on the line. He is ready this morning to complete that message. Akumbulala message. 2022, we are going to complete that message this morning. And for the rest of the month of February, the Lord helping us, Bazalwane, because we cannot instruct the Lord. The clay cannot speak to the potter, you know, and direct the potter. God willing, we really want to come back and just receive a bit of teaching and instruction, you know, on the dangers of compromise. And you know, these are the signs of the end times. These are all the signs of the end times, you know. So I'm really hoping that Utata will be able to just take us through, you know, for us to understand. Maybe when these things are revealed to us in prayer, as we pray together, maybe we don't really get the full context, you know. And on a Sunday we come here, the Lord speaks so powerfully, so loudly, and then we go straight back into our places of compromise because we are not rooted in teaching. And this is the cry of my heart this morning. So I'm really praying that indeed this will happen throughout the month of February for us to really gain understanding, conviction. It comes from revelation, and we really want to believe that zonke impendulo zethu konke ukukhululeka kwethu kuselizweni likaThixo. This morning, 23 minutes after 6 is your time, in case you've just joined us, and it is indeed Radio Pulpit, my family. It is Let's Praise Him, that's the name of the program. And joining us right now on the line is Professor Vianne Ntintili, teaching us and just sharing with us what the Lord has laid in his heart with regards to what the Lord intends for the church in the year of 2022. Dada, good morning to you, and thank you so much for standing by. We appreciate your time this morning.
Good morning. I am also touched by what we talked about last week, because if we don't truly understand what we talked about last week, everything else that we're doing is a waste of time.
Sure.
The revival we want to get will not come. There will be no transformation in our own lives. And what is frightening is that we may invite God's punishment or God's wrath unnecessarily. And ultimately, when we die, we may, probably to our own surprise,
sure,
and end up in hell. We want to go back to that thing, our attitude towards the Word of God. The Bible says in the last days, people will have a cavalier attitude towards God's Word. And then others will even knowingly and deliberately distort God's word for personal
gain,
profit, and personal gain. So we see these things happening, and the Bible warned us against them. So when Ayanda raised this issue last week, it was not just speaking to other people, but it's easy for us to be caught up in it without even realizing that we are. So we will come back then to it next week.
Amen, Dada.
Until the end of this month.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
We want to talk then about what God is saying about this year. But before I say what God says about this year, the problem that we have is that we want to listen to God for our personal benefit first. We want the word to tell me if this year I'll be promoted, if this year I will get married, if this year I will buy a brand new car, if this year I will win a lottery. So then when we listen to God's word, we want to apply it exclusively to those things that speak to our personal benefit. And God has got no problem doing that. But the word of God also applies to the church. It applies to the country. It applies to the continent. It applies to the world. It applies to the kingdom of God. So we should be able to hear the word of God as it applies also to broader issues that concern God.
Amen.
By the way, the Bible says, the world is mine.
Hallelujah.
And everything that pertains to it and the people who live in it. Psalm 24, verse 1 and 2. Now, God says that beginning this year, God is going to broaden our territory.
Amen.
In Xhosa, he says this year is the year of the broadening of our territory. Ukuphangalala kwezinto zonke ezijongene nathi. Then he used Genesis 26 from verses 1 to 25. In that Genesis 26, 1 to 25, there were about 4 or 5 points that he raised. Point number one is based on verse 1. Now there was a famine in the land. Besides the earlier famine of Abraham's time. And Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, in Gerar. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said to him, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, point number one is that life is full of challenges. And famine is a challenge. Is a serious challenge. Is a challenge of lack. Is a challenge of scarcity of material and financial goods. Now, God is saying to us, when we face challenges, we need to, I wish I would speak in closer.
I'll interpret that.
Yes. Kufuneka xa kuvela iinkathazo neengxaki.
Amen. We need to rest.
Xa kuvela ingxaki, into ezivele siyenze kukuphaphazela. Sibaleke siyokufuna impendulo yezingxaki.
Sure.
So God says that when we face challenges and difficulties, we should not run helter-skelter, looking for solution to these problems.
Amen.
We should be still. So this year may have challenges. Will have challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And we should not run scared.
Amen.
And go to Egypt to look for solutions to the problems
wow.
we have. Like Abraham, when there was a famine, he went to Egypt. When he came back a rich man, very rich. But he also came back with a slave girl called Hagar.
Yo, Dada.
And that Hagar that she brought with him back from Egypt, running from problems. Not problems that we have even today.
Became a problem.
Became a problem. He got into this girl, slept with her, got Ishmael, who is the father of all the Arabs, including the Philistines. And then later came Isaac, the promised son. And when Isaac grew up, there was a war between Ishmael, who is the result of running amok when there are problems. And that problem is still with Israel today. So when we, now, then verse 2 says, the Lord appeared to Isaac. When there are problems, we should wait for God to appear to us.
Amen.
And tell us what to do. And God will appear to us if we just pray. Pray through the challenges that we face. God will appear to us. We should wait for his appearance. And when he appears to us, he's going to give us guidance. And the guidance that he gave him, don't go down to Egypt.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Don't go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in this land for a while. And I will be with you. And I'll bless you. I'll be with you. And I'll... Sorry. The enemy does that when you have to stay in this land, and I will
bless you. Amen, Dad.
Okay. I'll bless you. For to you and to your descendants, I will give. You don't think that God will give you something during famine, but God gives us during famine. We don't want Egypt to give us something. We want God to give us something.
Amen.
We want God to give us something. Because the gift of God, the Bible says, it brings no regrets.
That's right. Amen.
It brings no regrets. I'll give you all these lands. And I'll confirm the oath I saw to your father Abraham. So then the lesson is that when we're facing difficulties and challenges, even challenges of lack and famine, let's stay still.
Sure, that's powerful. Amen.
Let's stay still. And wait for the Lord to say something. Wait for the Lord to appear to us. Wait for him to appear to us. For him to give us instructions.
Amen.
If you say, stay in the land, stay in the land. If you say, despite this famine, I'll bless you. I'll bless you, I'll bless you. Even in the midst of austerity, in the midst of scarcity.
Thank you, Lord.
In the midst of problems, I'll bless you, I'll bless you. South Africa is going to be facing some difficulties. It will. Financially, and many other difficulties. Stay in the land.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Stay in the land. I'll be with you. Stay in the land. I'll be with you.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'll bless you. In the midst of the challenges that this country is going to face, God says, I'll bless you. And God says, I'll be with you. God says, I will multiply you. I will extend. I'll make your descendants numerous. In this case, Christians are going to increase in the midst of difficulties and challenges.
Hallelujah.
People will be drawn to Christ. The descendants will be numerous. Will be numerous. Then he says, then we continue then, verse 5. It says, because of Abraham obeyed me and kept my requirements, my commands, and my decrees and laws. So Isaac stayed in Gerar. Now, verse 7, when the men of the place asked him about his wife, hey, so when the problem woke up, he said, she is my sister. Because he was afraid to say, she's my wife. She thought, the men of this place might kill me on account of Rebecca. Because she's beautiful. Now, lesson number two then, that God is saying, we shouldn't try to protect ourselves. We should allow God to protect us.
Sure.
We should not devise means to protect ourselves, even at the expense of the truth. This is exactly what his father did, you remember? When Abraham went to Egypt, and they asked, who is this? She said, she's my sister.
Sure.
Rachel is my sister. And he says, I was afraid that they are going to kill me. Sometimes we set an example for our children. And our children follow after example. So this young man I was following is doing exactly what the father did. And God is able. God said, I will be with you. I will bless you. I will keep you. I'll multiply. Why do you lie? Why do you devise your own means to protect yourself?
Come on, amen. Amen.
So when things are happening in our country and there are difficulties, we should not resort to lies and to schemes.
Schemes, Dad.
We should not resort to schemes. God says, I'll be with you. I'll bless you. When Isaac had been there a long time, Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, looked down from a window and saw Isaac caressing his wife, Rebecca. So Abimelech summoned Isaac and said, she's really your wife. Why did you say she's my sister?
Sure.
When you're doing things, it's not a matter about dialogue. Close your windows so that people don't peep through and see. I don't know why the windows were open when they were doing whatever they were doing. And I don't know why this man was peeping through other people's windows to see what was not supposed to see.
It was time for revelation.
I don't know why.
It was time for the truth to come out, Tata.
It was time for the truth. It was time for the truth. It was time
for the truth.
Amen, 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 amen.
Exactly, amen.
Okay, indeed. Then it says, as I thought I might lose my life on account of her. But God said, I'll protect you, I'll be with you. God appeared. Stay in the country, I'll protect you, I'll bless you, I will increase you. How could you be increased without your wife being there? Has ever been any increase? Can a man increase alone? Then Abimelech said, what is this you have done to us? Can you imagine now when heathens are preaching to you?
Wow.
What is this you have done to us? One of the men might have slept with a wife and would have brought guilt upon us. When we don't live as Christians, we are creating problems for non-Christians.
Yo, Dad.
When we don't live as Christians, even non-Christians, why did you do this? Can you imagine when you are reprimanded by people you are supposed to lead to Christ? And they are telling you, why do you lie? Why do you take people's money? Why do you manipulate people? Why do you play gimmicks? Why? And the people are not bothered again. They're asking us these questions. So Abimelech gives orders. Anyone who molested this man. Now he's protected by the people he was trying to protect himself from. Anyone who molests this man and his wife shall be put to death. Do you know, it says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies.
Amen. To
love
peace.
Him.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, to get peace with him. Yeah, to get peace with him. So this man now, the man whom he thought was going to molest him. And then verses 12, then Isaac planted crops in the land in the same year, reaped 100-fold. Hallelujah. Because the Lord blessed him. Did he say he was going to bless him? Yes, he did.
Yes, amen.
Is it possible that when things are difficult in South Africa, God could cause us to
be blessed,
to increase?
Amen.
Do you know that men like Bezos, the owner of Amazon. They said that during COVID, he doubled his, he got more billions.
Amen, that's right.
He got so many billions.
Yeah.
During COVID. Mm-hmm. When companies were closing down and things were difficult, he got many, many. So God is able to bless us even when there's a famine in the land. Stay where God says stay. Don't run around. Then verse 13, the man became rich and his wealth continued to grow until the man became very wealthy. We see three things there, rich, wealthy, very wealthy. Rich, wealthy, very wealthy. Very wealthy. By the way, wealth is bigger than richness.
Yeah, than money.
And wealth is, very wealthy is bigger than wealthy. Who could imagine that a person during famine, he'll become rich? He'll become wealthy.
He'll become very wealthy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God is going to visit us.
Bless you, Lord.
God is going to visit us. Despite the difficulties we'll be facing in the country, God is saying, I'll be with you. I'll bless you. When God says so, God will make you rich in many ways. God will make you wealthy. God will make you very wealthy. He had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines envied him. So all the wealth that his father's servants had dug up in the time of famine, in the time of his, the Philistines stopped up, filling them with earth.
Sure, thank you, Lord.
I think we'll not go to 25. The point is that sometimes when God blesses you, don't think that everyone will say, thank you, man of God. Thank you, woman of God. I'm happy for you.
Wow.
They will try to stop the source of wealth
and the blessing
and block you. They'll envy you. We'll end in verse 16. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, move away from us.
Sure.
You've become too powerful for us.
Come on. Thank you, Lord.
You know that wealth and power go together, by the way.
Let me just make a note of this.
People are wealthy, they're also powerful.
Really,
Daddy? The question is, does God want us to be wealthy and powerful? Yes, he does. Should we get our wealth from Egypt? No, stay in the land.
Amen.
Stay in the land. And wait for God to appear to you. And wait for God to give instructions. And follow those instructions verbatim. And you'll see, we have learned better than I. Do the word of God.
Amen.
Do the word of God, and you'll see what God will do for you. This is the word that God has given us for this year. Oh, I thought I was going to go to 25 because I'm not this year. But I think because I'm building up.
Dada, thank you very much. I just want to, maybe let's take a quick break, I'd like to just keep you on. I see verse 25 says, so he built an altar there. He built an altar there and called the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's, is that the one?
That's the one. That's where we want to end.
Okay.
But we wanted also to talk about the wells he built and the cable closing. He built another one, the cable closing. Then he built another one. He says, I call this one Rohopo.
Amen. 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 No.
There's a Rohopo for us.
Amen, Idata. I think what we will then do is we will come back to it next week. Because if we start that part now, I just like literally, as you were saying it, let's give it its time next week. But let me take this quick break, Dada. Here's the question that I would like to ask. This morning, we are hearing about how I'm now understanding from this teaching how our reliance on Egypt, on self, on feelings, on all these things, compromises the inheritance. One of the things that I really heard in my heart was the story of Esau and Jacob and how Rachel was central, in facilitating the transaction, But what is more crucial is really the fact that the things we desire in Kanuko, Zanyama, they lead us to a place of compromise, So when I come back, I just, if you can, in literally 5 minutes, and I know I'm being a little bit unfair, in 5 minutes, just to Maybe just explain to us this glorious inheritance that Paul speaks to the Ephesians about. Yindonile inheritance that we are compromising. Because maybe that we are compromising it because Mhlamba siyazi. Amen. So my family will come back to the answer to that question. It's 9 minutes before the top of the hour. Let's take a quick break. We are back with Professor Vianne Ntintele this morning, joining us every Sunday between 6:15 and 7 here on Radio Pulpit.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit invites you to nominate members of your community to take part in the Standing Community Committee. As part of this committee, you will inform us of what you think of the Radio Pulpit programs and tell us what is happening in your community. Listeners from Pretoria, Tshwane, Johannesburg, Soweto and the East Rand can be nominated. Christian women, men, youth and people with disabilities are welcome to take part. The committee will consist of 12 members on a voluntary basis and meet twice a year. Send your CV or your nomination CV with their consent to gospel@radiopulpit.co.za for consideration.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
Indeed, my family. I wanted to find the updated notice about the standing community committees that are happening in the coming week, the 17th of February here in Pretoria. The 16th of February, I beg your pardon, here in Pretoria, 17th out in the West Rand, in the East Rand, and later on in the month also in Soweto and the West Rand. So please do keep in touch, my family, with programming here on Radio Pulpit. And please do inquire. We really would like to reach out to the community. Dada, in 5 minutes, Dada, thank you so much for standing by. If you could maybe just explain, Indobana, kakle kakle, what is it that we are throwing?
But first of all, man, the statement that you made me to think, we like to depend on Egypt.
Yo, kakulu, Dada. Yo.
We like to depend on Egypt. And Abraham ran to Egypt. Egypt stands for our own plans, our own ingenuity, our self-devised answers. And they bring problems. Egypt is the lack of faith.
Wow.
We run to Egypt rather than stay in the land and see what God will do for us. And when we do that...
Sure.
We forfeit the inheritance that God would have given to us. So the inheritance is everything that God has planned for your life.
Amen.
And when we say everything God has planned for your life, it's all encompassing. It includes spiritual blessings, it includes material blessings, it includes financial blessings, it's all inclusive.
Sure.
The Bible says the things God has planned for us are too many, I cannot recount. And God made these plans before you were born, regardless of how you were born and by whom you were born.
Amen.
God made these plans for you long before you were born. And now God then will take you step by step. So that issue of saying, God appeared to him. And God gave instructions. If people could really know that God will appear to you, and that God will give you instructions concerning your inheritance. Now, your inheritance is both heavenly, celestial.
Amen.
And also earthly, terrestrial.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Now, with one thing of God's blessings, we think of Fanga Yemen and Venezuelan, and I would talk as a colleague.
Yeah, we're done.
I can't lose the chance.
Yeah, we're making
honey. That's a blessing. Mm-hmm. That's an inheritance. But some of that inheritance has to be exploited here on earth. So it is a celestial dimension, which means heavenly. It has a terrestrial dimension, which means earthly.
Mm.
And it goes beyond just blessing me. It will bless other people. Now, what we need to know then is that some people's inheritance is in the area of money.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the arena in which God is going to bless them, but not for themselves, but for the expansion of the kingdom
other
of God.
People. Amen.
Other people's inheritance is in the area of academia, and God is going to make them highly educated, and they will do research that deals with viruses that come, deals with cures for cancer and other things. That's their territory. Like Isaac Newton, it was his territory to discover things. Other people's territory will be they will be called by God to preach and teach and win people to Christ. But all these things must flow into the kingdom of God, must contribute to the advancement of the kingdom of God. Immediately you make all these things just to be blessing you, and there is no dimension that flows to the kingdom of God, then the blessing becomes a curse. The blessing becomes a curse.
Wow.
And
sorry,
the inheritance becomes polluted.
Excuse me, Dada. Sorry, if you can maybe just go back to the part before the inheritance becomes a curse. What causes that? Sorry, I missed that part.
The inheritance becomes a curse when it becomes self-centered, self-focused, and it does not contribute to the advancement of the kingdom of God. When heaven does not benefit anything from the inheritance God has given to you, when it is exclusively terrestrial, and it is no celestial dimension at all.
Wow.
Then it becomes a curse rather than a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Itata. No, thank you so much. I think that is really awesome and enough to keep us very sober-minded until next week, Sunday. Thank you so much for enlightening us, Dada. We are going to come back next week and conclude on the word. And hopefully, I think already we're beginning to understand, you know, the importance of revering the word of God. We are beginning to see it in this word that you are sharing
in
with
practice.
Us. Yes, God 2022. So thank you so much, Dada, for your time. We appreciate you and we bless the Lord for your life and your ministry. We will keep with you next week.
Lord bless you. Bless you. You always challenge me.
Siyabulela, Dada. Amen, Bazalwane. Blessed be the name of the Lord that my clock has just struck 7 o'clock. Bazalwane, we love the Lord. We love you. You love us, and we give glory to God for all of that grace, for all of those blessings of being able to fellowship with one another. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and give you his peace this morning and every other day. Let's go out there in this first week, Bazalwane, second week, and go out there and be a blessing, explode in your destiny, and let the glory of the Lord be seen in and through your life. We are now crossing over to church here on Radio Pulpit. It is 657 a.m.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.